Tonight's subject is the law of liberty. Law of Enzi, unsexual group of clergy, opposes your argument for Christianity. And no one wants to hear your arguments. You ought to be witnessing. Does this thing work? Then share it with the rest of us. And so that's what I'm asking you to do, to share it. I tell you it works. We have found that which the whole vast world has been seeking. And it works. But you'll not know it by just hearing about it. To be convinced, you must test it and prove it. And you can prove it. Now we turn to the great book, the Bible. And you'll be the judge to what extent you've accepted the testimony of Jesus. Or will you be here night after night? That it's very important that we hear the testimony of Jesus and respond to it. So what I'm proclaiming here, quoting Blake, that all that you behold, though it appears about, it is within. In your imagination, of which this world of mortality is but a shadow. And I mean that literally. This is not just a lovely poetical thought, beautifully expressed by Blake. He meant it literally. And so the Bible makes this statement, you'll read it in the sixth chapter of the book of John. It's really called a chapter of cessation, because in this chapter, a bold claim is repeated throughout the chapter. And at the very end, they seceded. And the statement that calls it was this, no one can come unto me unless the Father who sent me draws him. And I will raise him up at the last day. And then we are told, he asked a very simple question, and suppose you saw the Son of Man ascending into heaven. There was no response. No one believed it. And then he said, that's why I told you.